This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
Now to the business of the day. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. I'm going to be reading from verse 5. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verse 5. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod, I'm reading from NIV translation. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chain fell off Peter's wrist. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals," and Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me," the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards, and they came to the iron gates leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches, from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen. Today I pray that as many of us that is expecting God for something, God will come to your need in the mighty name of Jesus." He said, when this has dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed. She ran back without opening it and explained, "Peter is at the door." "You are out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said it must be his angel. But Peter kept on knocking. And when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished, amazed. Amen. That is the reading of the day. Most of us, we've been praying to God for something. Some even fast, some go to Shiloh, some take their ticket from here to the Redeemed Camp, some go to Jehovah's Witness or Deeper Life on, all in the name of an answer to their prayer. They run from pillar to post. Any pastor they see, they just want to sue to that pastor. But if you look at today's reading, it says, "Be expectant in prayer." This Bible verse, something really happened. If you look at it closely, something happened. First, I'll go to the beginning. It said, verse 5, it said, so Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. They were constantly praying to God for him. They were fasting for him. Do you know when there is trouble, you pray? That is how the church was praying. Before now, James was already killed. Before this part, James was already killed. So the church has to gather and pray. When I mean pray, I mean pray. Not the one who pray and you can't clap for Jesus. The one you pray, you'll be clapping for Jesus. You'll be crying. They were praying. Amen? They prayed for Jesus. For Peter. They were praying. They were fasting. They did not sleep. Then verse 6 says, the night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. Who does that? A day to your trial, you'll be sleeping. Let's face it. If your mortgage, the bank that you mortgage from, says they are coming tomorrow, will you sleep? Okay, I will say this now. My students this morning, I came to church this morning at 8:30. I saw some of my students already waiting for me. They want to write exam, workers exam. I was like, why are you here so early? They were scared. No, pastor, we could not sleep. They want to write exam. They want to pass. I was like, for workers in training exam? But Peter was able to sleep. Inside all that was around him, so they had chains. Peter was sleeping. Nobody does that. But the book of Daniel chapter 13, verse 32b said, they that know their God. He said, they that knows their God. I don't know that person that is still running. It's time for you to sleep if you know your God. I don't know that person that is still finding pastor, finding babalawo. It is time to calm down. Peter was sleeping. Anytime I just look at that passage, throughout the week, I was just like, how can this man sleep? How can? At this time, even himself need to be praying. But if he decided to sleep. Let's go to the book of Psalm 127, verse 2. Psalm 127, verse 2 says, it is vain to you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow. For so he giveth his beloved. He giveth his beloved sleep. God, if you know your God, God will give you sleep. I don't know the person I'm talking to today. If you know your God, you will sleep. The worries will be over. Amen. The Bible says a lot there. Peter was sleeping. And the good thing, if you go to from chapter 6, 7 down, God heard their prayer. But they were still praying. They were still praying. I was telling some of my people, I said, faithless prayer. Do you know there is some prayer that is called faithless prayer? God has answered you. You don't know God has answered you. You keep praying because you had faith. What the apostles did there, what the church did, they had faith to pray. They don't have faith to expect the answer. Are we getting it? They had that faith that it is time for us to pray. It is time for us to pray. But when the answer comes, they were faithless. Church, I'm talking to you today. Be expectant where you pray. Amen? Amen? When you pray, believe your prayers, God has answered you. Just believe it. These guys, they were praying. They were praying. They were praying. If you go verse 12 of that same chapter of Acts Apostles, chapter 12, verse 12, it says, now, when this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark. There were many people. There were many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized the voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and explained, Peter is the door. Then the next answer, you are out of your, amen. You are out of your mind. Peter cannot come out. Is it not that Peter they use chain to tie? Is it not that Peter Herod wants to use to campaign that I will kill this one, they will vote for me? That's why they asked the girl, you are out of your mind. For as many people in this church today hearing my voice, that they say, that child you will not get, they are out of their mind. That promotion you will not get, they are out of their mind. The church that has been praying, imagine, you've been praying, God, Let this one not die the way James died. And somebody say, Peter is knocking at the door. Amen. There is this critic, F.F. Bruce. Those that know F.F. Bruce, he criticized pastors. He's a critic about the word of God. But he related to a story of one Sundan Sai, a Tibetan Christian, who was arrested because he was preaching the word of God. This man was arrested and thrown into a well to die. And this man prayed, God, it was a work I was doing. If it is your will, let me go. If it's not your will, let the book of Acts of the Apostles speak for me. They locked this well, chained, bottled everything, they left. The guy looked around him. There were lots of bones, people that have died. So definitely he's the next person. He's the next person. Then from nowhere, something opened the door up, the door of the well. After the well was opened, a rope was thrown to him, and they brought him out. He came out, he did not see anybody. The thing he did, the next morning, he went to that same place, they arrested him, started preaching again. They carried this same man back to the guards. They said, how manage? The chief guard said, somebody went to open that gate for this man. They looked at his waist, the key of the place is in his waist. Nobody went there. So I would tell somebody to do, God is still writing the book of Acts of the Apostles. God has not stopped. God has not stopped. Your story is next. The story of my family is next. In the mighty name of Jesus. They were amazed. They were surprised. If Pastor Femi joined me in prayer. Okay, let me say this. Pastor Femi has joined me in prayer when my wife was pregnant. I told Pastor Femi, the child is coming on my birthday. Daughter has given me a date. Behold, February, the boy wants to come out. I called Pastor Femi, wahala deo. Pastor Femi said, let's pray. I said, me, I can't pray. You just be praying for me. And the man kept praying, started praying, started speaking in tongues. Amen, amen, amen. We got to the hospital, labor, blah, 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 everything came out. But the good thing was, I have somebody to run to in prayer. Because sometimes you'll be weak. You see, Peter, what Peter did, not that Peter was weak, Peter saw what happened to James. He knows the next, maybe it's me or God will come for me. Two things, either me or not. That's okay. I can't be bothered. He slept off. So when we got to the hospital, Pastor Femi said, it is well. That was the word he told me. He said, Pastor Frank, it is well. I told my wife, Pastor Femi said, it is well. I'm going home to rest. Anything, let me know. I was at home. They called me, hey, the baby's coming out. And I came out. The baby, I was already there. I was like, yeah. What am I saying here? When you pray, just believe. Just believe. Or when you call somebody to pray with you, believe. Be expectant. Be expectant in prayer. Amen. I was wondering what the apostles or what the church was really doing. Were they expecting a miracle? I've asked myself so many questions concerning this passage. Were the church expecting something to happen or not? One popular pastor said, when someone is expecting a visitor, if an August visitor is coming to your house, what do? You prepare. You go clean, you shop, cook the best egusi soup or whatever the person likes. Even yourself, you wear fine clothes. Amen? You wear fine clothes when that visitor is coming to your house. And when that person comes, when the person comes, he will say, yes, this is a nice place. But if you are expecting from God, God expects you to be ready also. Are you ready or will you be like the church? The church, they were not ready for the answer. When Peter came, they were not ready. or you will keep your answer waiting at the door. You know, most people, when you just go to the house unexpectedly, you knock, the house is messy. They would spy and look at the door. They would keep you there first. They would run and go and do some touch, just a short touch. And when they open the door from me for you, as you come in, the first thing they tell you, the children. They lie on the children. The children just messed the house up. This, that, that. Oh, no problem. You will not sit down. We don't have anything to offer. It's just water. Do you know why? Because they are not ready for you. Is that the reason that God has not answered you to? Are you ready for God? Are you ready for God? When, as a young minister of God, when they told me my dad was shot, then the doctor called me. I was abroad. The doctor, most of the doctors were my friends. They were classmates. He said, "My Frank is 50-50. I was like, "Really?" Say, "Yes." "Him daddy's old, and his poor passion, the thing scattered around the intestine." I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Just tell me the truth. Will he make it?" He said, "With prayer." I just said, "God, let your will be done." Then in midnight, after the surgery, 8-hour surgery, came out, took him to ICU. Later, he died from there. And when he called me, he said I was not crying. I said no, because I was ready. Amen? So don't be like that person that will say it's the children that has messed the house. After prayer, be ready. After prayer, be ready. In one of my churches then in Spain, there was this sister. I do it here also. Anybody that just got married, I call them daddy and mommy. Some can bear me witness. If I greet you, I greet you good morning, mommy. I greet you good morning, daddy. Why I'm greeting you, that is, I'm praying already for you that child will come. And you'll be called mommy. And you'll be called daddy. Then this lady called me and said, "Pastor," he said, "you called me mommy, I'm embarrassed." He said, "People mock me, but you keep calling me mommy." I said, "Because you are mommy. You told me, you showed me reports, medical report. Doctor said, good, good, good. Husband, good, good, good." Then the child is on the way. This lady went to start buying things. Today we'll buy blue for boy, pink for girl. It was just buying them. 1 year passed. 2 years passed. She did not stop buying. The third year, God knocked at their door. And a child came. We thought a child came, but a twins came. God saw twins. I was like, sure, this woman just tap into this thing. I was like, God, I've learned. So when my wife was pregnant, I started buying boy. Amen. Amen. Really, I started doing that. When my kid sister called me from the U.S., what is she expecting? We've not done scan. I said, a male child. She shipped a box of clothes, male. My wife said, "If this thing disappoints you." But the thing was, God heard my prayer. And because God heard my prayer, and God saw, I am ready for this boy. When the boy just came back, bah, I said, "This is my father." Amen. Please be ready. Be ready when you pray. Be expectant. Amen. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1 to 2. "Sing, O barren one. You would not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who did not travail with child. For the spiritual children of the desolate one will be more than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Spend not letting your cord and strengthen your stake. For that person that is expectant starts to rejoice. Amen? For the person that is expecting, I don't know if it's promotion at work. I don't know if it's that money you are expecting or is that child you are expecting. Start to rejoice. I said Peter slept inside that problem. So don't let your problem make you have high blood pressure. So says Pastor, it's easier said than done. Mm-mm. If you know your God, you will do it. Many people have come here to give some kind of testimony that is mouth opening because they know their God. He said, you should rejoice, you should shout out loud. The way people will see you, they'll think, not be this one. Is it not this lady? What does she have that she's celebrating? Celebrate yourself, amen? Then again, if you are expecting something, be prepared. He said you should lengthen your cord. Look at what he said there. He said, enlarge the place of your tent. Do you want to be manager in your place of work? Enlarge, start buying that clothes manager as well. Amen? That thing you'll be praying for God to answer, enlarge that part. He said, enlarge the length. A twins will not come to one bedroom. Twins is coming to two-bedroom flat. It is faith. Don't be praying a faithless prayer. Trevor Dollar came out some days back. The man was passing through cancer. When I saw the new Trevor Dollar, I said, man, you look better this time. I was just looking, I said, Trevor Dollar, you go through cancer? Nobody even knew. But was praying to God that you... And it came out well. So, brother, please. Don't worry, is it the COS you are looking for to change your visa from student to tier 2? Be expectant. Be ready for it. God will hear your prayer. Don't have sleepless nights. Sleep. Sleep. Peter is an example. You that they're going to kill tomorrow. Sleep, church. Just sleep. Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Who will be ready? Father, Lord, as we've confessed with our mouths that we'll be ready. Lord, when you're blessing, when it's time for you to bless us, Lord, we are ready. Father, Lord, I pray today, O Lord, that whatever it is that is blocking answers to our prayers, Lord, you remove it from our sight. Every spirit of distractions, every spirit of somebody coming to talk into my ear, to change my heart, oh Lord. Father, Lord, let them be far from me. Father, I want to be ready. I am ready already. Bless me. Father, Lord, bless your church. As many, oh Lord, that seek you, Father, Lord, answer. Father, Lord, it is time for you to answer. Answer their prayers. And Lord, let their spirit know you've answered. Father, Lord, I pray for your church, oh Lord. The church is ready to move forward. Father, Lord, take your church to the next level. Lord, you've been doing it. Easter Sunday was marvelous. The Sunday after Easter, great. Lord, that level is too small for you to operate. Take this church to the next level. in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, the pastorate will commit into your able hands. Enable them. Bless them. Keep them safe. Father, Lord, give them sleep at night. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory, for in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comment on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208-688-466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.